Hello and welcome to another edition of Mental Health Monday from Radio City Talk. On the programme today, we're going to be hearing from the team at GamStop. Now, throughout this coronavirus crisis, we are doing our best to sort of maintain regular programming. So as we head into the bank holiday week, there won't be an edition of Mental Health Monday next week. That's just an FYI. That's just normal standard procedure for a bank holiday. So you've got the previous editions that we've had mid-COVID crisis with Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma. That was last week. The week before, Jane Boland from James's Place. We've got this week's edition. Then we'll have a week's break before we head back into the mental health conversation. So that should explain, if there is a gap next week, why there's a gap next week. As ever, if you would like to contact the programme, you can do. Drop me an email, mick@radiocity.co.uk. And again, if you need support on mental health issues of many different kinds, head to the Hub of Hope, hubofhope.co.uk, and that will find services close to you. I'd really urge you to check that out. If it's not suitable for you, do pass it on to other people who may need it during these difficult times. Our guest on the programme is Fiona Palmer. She is the chief exec of GamStop. Fiona, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, not a problem at all. Fiona, first and foremost, can you tell us what exactly is GamStop?
GamStop is it's a website for people to go to block themselves from all online gambling that's available in the UK. We see ourselves as a vital part of a practical toolkit to help safeguard people against gambling addiction.
Which is a crucial thing in a world where the gambling industry seems to be absolutely everywhere at the moment. Just tell us about how it works specifically.
The way that it works is that anybody can come to our website, gamstop.co.uk, and they register their details. And we keep a central register of people who want to be excluded from being able to gamble online on any website or app available to anybody in the UK. And what happens is all the gambling operators, as part of their, it's a license requirement for them to actually check the register that we hold, and if they match any of their customers against any of the people held on our register, they have to block them from being able to access any gambling activities.
So obviously you're having conversations with the industry. Are they keen to have those conversations? They've got obviously a responsibility to their customers and their users. Are they willing to take part in that? Is that an easy conversation to have with the industry?
Yes, it is. It is. It's actually been an easy conversation. We went live to consumers in April 2018, and at that point we were a multi-operator scheme, and we had 65 operators integrated with us at the time on a voluntary basis. And the majority of operators have actually joined us on a voluntary basis ever since that point. And it's only as of today that we are now a national scheme. And it's a requirement of license as of today for all operators to be integrated with us. And I'm very pleased to say that there's only a small handful of operators who needed the license requirement to make sure that they were actually integrated with us.
So as of the 1st of April, we've got a situation whereby if you partake in the scheme through GamStop, then you won't be able to get any connections with essentially the gambling industry as it is within the UK. That seems like a very thorough series of steps which the organisation has gone through, and presumably this has come through legislation.
Yes, indeed, it has. I mean, we've been working extremely hard to make sure that we have a solution that is easy for all operators to integrate with, but most importantly, that is free for consumers. It is effective for consumers. As I say, we are a vital part of the practical toolkit. We are not the sole solution by any means. We are a safeguarding tool, and there are many other options. And we encourage users who come onto GamStop to actually go and use the financial blocking tools that are available with many banks and have been reported more widely recently. And also, for some people, they also can benefit from downloading device blocking software. Therefore, we see it as a triangle of tools available for people to help themselves. But the most important thing is to seek help for any addiction. And there is the National Gambling Helpline, which is a free phone number of 0808 8020 133, that people can call if they have any concerns about their gambling or gambling of any of their friends or family members.
Now, you've been up and running, you say, since, was it April of 2018?
Yes, April 2018.
Can you tell us in that time about the numbers of people who've registered? And if you can, give us a sense of how long they've been able to self-exclude for. What are you seeing people are looking to take a month away from the industry, a year away from the industry, 5 years away from the industry? What sort of trends have you seen since April 2018?
So what happens is when somebody comes to our website, they select a minimum period for which they want to be excluded from being able to gamble. And we offer three minimum periods. It's 6 months, 1 year, or 5 years. We have seen the majority of people have actually taken up the five-year option, which is fantastic. And therefore, they are protecting themselves for the longest period available. What happens is at the end of their minimum period that is chosen, their self-exclusion remains active until such point that they contact us via telephone to request for the removal of their self-exclusion. If we receive a contact from a consumer who is actively registered with us and still within their minimum period of self-exclusion, so say they've selected a year and they're 6 months in and they contact us to ask to remove it, we will not remove it because they have requested to be excluded. And we understand the importance of the request that they've put to us, and we're here to help, as I say, to help safeguard them.
Can I ask you about the sort of almost the state of mind of people who choose to self-exclude, where people who've suffer with addiction, particularly to gambling, they will go through highs and lows about how they feel about either gambling, about themselves, about a million and one different things. But it strikes me as a very proactive thing to do, to say, well, you know what, at this moment in time, I can take these steps, this piece of action, which will prevent me from causing damage to myself potentially in the future. There's a great deal of strength, isn't there, in self-exclusion. Presumably then, as you've hinted at there, you see the other side of it, where people suddenly think, I've made a mistake, I need to get back into this. Can I somehow cancel the steps that I've taken? And I guess that's a representation of the highs and lows of someone suffering with addiction.
Most definitely. We've had over 130,000 people register with us to date, and we do get regular feedback from our consumers who say that in the moment of clarity and a moment of strength, they have managed to take the step to actually come and register on GamStop. And we are very mindful of the fact that it is potentially a short moment, a window, the opportunity that they have when they are registering with GamStop. And therefore, we see the importance of making sure that they are signposted and have easy access, as I say, to the treatment, which is the most important element, that they actually go and seek treatment and speak to professionals who can help them. We do actually work very closely with the National Gambling Helpline, and people who contact us through our contact centre, all the details are available on our website. But when they contact us through our contact centre, we do actually have we can transfer people directly over to the National Gambling Helpline. So it is a vital part.
Well, I was going to ask you that, Fiona, in terms of people's journey through addiction, at what point are you sort of hearing anecdotally or otherwise that people have decided to opt into the sort of the GamStop thing? Are they doing it as part of treatments? Is it the first step that sometimes people take? You mentioned there the signposting that you're keen to do. Do you find that people have been signposted from elsewhere to come to you? At what point in that journey that someone's realised they've got a problem, are they opting into the GamStop system?
We believe, and this is from anecdotal feedback, that the majority of people will come to us as a first port of call. It's a starting point. We are here to give a bit of that breathing space to help them obtain clarity to actually go and seek the treatment and help that they need for the support for their addiction. We are most certainly not the sole answer, as I say. We are part of a toolkit, we're a practical part of the toolkit that's there. But as I say, we see ourselves as the starting point, as the first step, the entry point to buy a bit of breathing space.
I think it's really fascinating that there are so many different types of addictions, Fiona, and I think gambling is specific for so many different reasons as well, the way that it operates, the way it's kind of legislated for, the way it's almost encouraged in people's walks of life. But actually, this seems to be a system which, unlike other addictions, you can put an absolute block on to a certain extent, where you can say, well, you remove the person's ability to take part in that damaging action, or an action which is damaging to them, which is a very thorough thing, in a way which you can't necessarily do with maybe alcohol addiction or different other types of addiction as well. This seems to have something which has, you know, almost like an industry standard to it, a blanket response which somebody can almost rely on in their own hour of need. Should they reach out for gambling once again, that there is a system there that says, no, it's not available for you across the board.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, we see ourselves, as I say, I sometimes refer to it a bit as a critical friend. We are there when a consumer comes to us, registers on our site, we will take their hand. And if they try and access online gambling websites, we will pull them away. We will help stop them. It is a vital service. And I mean, we are extremely proud of the work that we've managed to achieve and to get all operators to integrate with us. These are the British licensed operators. So operators who offer their services within the UK have to hold a gambling license issued by the Gambling Commission within Great Britain.
Fiona Palmer is with us on Radio City Talk, Chief Exec of GamStop, and their website. I'll give you details of at the end of the programme today, and we'll keep you across the work that they're doing. Fiona, these are new times in which we're living, certainly in the way that we're doing this programme at the moment, as you'll be well aware. Are there people who are at increased risk at this very moment of turning to gambling websites purely out of the fact they may have longer access to mobile phones, laptop computers, they may have more time at home at the moment? Is that a risk and an increased risk in these new times in which we live?
I would say most certainly it is a risk, yes. I mean, whilst people are at home, the only access that they will have to gambling is online and through their devices. And therefore, we may well see an increase in people gambling more than they wish to and more than they actually intended to, and therefore potentially causing them harm. And this is why we are so keen to raise awareness that GamStop is here for them, to help them and those people who need us. It is a free service. It's free to register with us. And we will help do what we can to safeguard them against being able to gamble online within the UK.
Absolutely. And in terms of, can I ask you, within households, in terms of, and this again might be anecdotal evidence, people who register with you and you subsequently have communication with, do they get recommended by a particular person? Are you finding that there's a particular thing or circumstance that means they move towards GamStop? Could it be a wife or a partner? Could it be somebody who is saying, let's have a look at this, let's see if these steps can benefit you? Is there a specific referral that you see time and time again from within that household environment?
We don't capture why or how people necessarily come to us. So it's hard for us to actually answer that in detail. However, we do require all operators to signpost GamStop to their customers. And also we work very closely with treatment providers and charities who also do signpost GamStop services there as well. But yes, I mean, wives and partners, family members can recommend and signpost GamStop to somebody that they are worried about. However, it is a self-exclusion scheme, and therefore we need the individual, because it is there to help the actual individual who wants to stop themselves from being able to gamble.
During the sort of this sort of new socially excluded time that we're in, have you seen any trends moving in terms of people contacting you, maybe asking that you remove their restrictions that they placed upon themselves? Have you seen more people signing up to say, can I sign up for this service because I'm aware that being at home potentially for a long period of time might be a problem? What have you seen in this sort of last couple of weeks?
I think in the first week it was a little quieter. I think that's because everybody's getting used to the new norm. As we've gone into this week, we are starting to see levels return to what we were experiencing kind of a few months ago. So we're seeing kind of around 200 people a day sign up to GamStop. As I say, we've got 130,000 people registered with us. So it is significant volumes that we are seeing come to the service. We are also seeing a slight increase, and we are monitoring the calls to our contact centre from individuals who are self-excluded. They are within the minimum period that they have selected to be excluded from, requesting to be removed from GamStop because they are now at home. However, it is, as I say, it is early days. So, I mean, we are monitoring these figures closely.
Absolutely. Can I ask you about age ranges? Because, of course, the way that people have gambled traditionally in the past may have been like a local bookmakers, but we're in this world now where gambling is available to everybody all the time, and it almost seems specifically aimed at a younger market. What sort of people sign up to the service? What sort of age ranges do you see people signing up as? Do you have a majority of people for particular through a certain age group, or what's your largest age group that you have people signing up for?
The largest volume of users are aged between 25 and 34. So, I mean, GamStop's data currently shows that around 42% of registered users are within the age of 25 to 34. This actually correlates with the figures produced by the Gambling Commission on their official health survey. So we aren't seeing anything that is that goes against already published figures out there in the public domain. And so we are mirroring as to what we expect. Our services are available for anybody aged from 16 plus, and they can register with us. We, as I say, 42% are registered between the age of 25 and 34.
That's really interesting, actually, because that's, I mean, for a lot of people, that's the age that people sometimes feel like they're at their most invincible. But it just goes to show that the message to that age group is getting out there, that although they may be developing an issue, they've also been made aware of the service which is available to them, which just goes to show that the message is out there about GamStop and it's connecting with those young people. I'm just looking at a list of cities which are most impacted by or who move to your services outside of London: Birmingham, Leeds, Liverpool, where we are today, and Leicester. As well, geographically, you obviously register these individuals so you can see how those maps play out. Is it about geography? Is it about certain types of people within that area? Is there anything specific other than, you know, the huge populations of these places that flag these up as problem areas?
It is early days. I mean, we have some early statistics, as you rightly point out, about the people who are using service and where they are from. But we are developing this part of our ongoing evaluation of the scheme. So what we are seeing does reflect the population side of things, but we are going to be evaluating this more as time goes on and undertaking further evaluation of the scheme and the users of the scheme.
Absolutely. Fiona Palmer is with us, Chief Exec of GamStop on Radio City Talk. We'll give you the details about how you can contact GamStop if you want to self-exclude yourself. There was something I noticed I just wanted to mention to you, Fiona. Yesterday, there was a story emerging. There's one of the football leagues somewhere in Europe is still being played. I won't say which one because it relates to, for me, problematic reporting. And it was based around the fact that there were people reaching out to gamble on that particular league. Now, this is a league which no one would ever have heard of. You would never know the players. You wouldn't know the teams. You wouldn't know who was good or bad. You would not be in, you know, trying to have an informed guess about the outcome of games. And yet they were seeing so many people having a gamble on those particular outcomes. There was a Swedish game, I think, that they had to cancel because so many people got wind of the fact you could bet on this particular game. And to me, that's symptomatic of the problem of gambling, that there may be people who just naturally have a bet on any given weekend, and that might be to them manageable and something that they can cope with. But there also seems to be a desire to gamble on literally anything that might come your way, to the point where the newspaper that was reported on this story even had a link to a website where you could go and look at the markets for that particular league. Now, it was absolutely gobbledygook in terms of the team and the players. You wouldn't have had a clue which one you were looking at. But again, it showed that desire that's out there and that pathway to gambling. If you really, really, really want to find it, you will easily find it, and you will be helped to find it in some cases by the mainstream media, which really surprised me in a time where it feels like sporting events are cutting off, and that might offer a respite for some, yet clearly that addiction is still there for some, that desire to find anything to gamble on.
Most definitely. Like yourself, I mean, I find that it does kind of surprise me that these are still going on. However, this is why it is so important that we make sure that people are aware that GamStop exists, and therefore, should they need our services and to use the service that we have there free to use for people and join the 130,000 people plus that we already have registered, it is vital that we get the message out there that Gamstop exists and is there to help.
Absolutely. You mentioned a couple of times in terms of signposting with this one as well. When people do reach out to you, it's not just about the register and then go, there you go, you can't gamble, problem solved. Quite clearly, you feel a responsibility to those individuals to then be able to have conversations with various different organisations. You mentioned them a couple of times. Just give us a sense again, Fiona, of those organisations which can do great work here that may well be organisations that refer your service as well, and where people might be able to find out a little bit more from resources and such like before they maybe sign up to something like Gamstop.
Most definitely. I think the best one for now, because we are all in lockdown, is the National Gambling Helpline. It's a free phone number, 0808 8020133, and they are there to help people who are concerned about their own gambling and gambling activity of others. There's also the Northern Gambling Service run by the NHS, which has opened a clinic recently in Salford Keys in Manchester. So that's quite local. And they will also have a helpline that's available that can be found online. And then there are groups such as Gamblers Anonymous and GamCare as well.
I'm writing all these down now as you speak. So we'll mention that helpline number again, 0808 8020133. Also the Northern Gambling Service, which I think is, you're right, a new service which has just been set up over the road in Salford, and Gamblers Anonymous, GamCare as well, details of which you find pretty much associated with all different sort of gambling literature which is out there at the moment. Fiona, thank you so much for your time.
Most definitely. We also have, it's worth saying, we signpost all of these on our website. They are available, the details are available on our website. So we have a support hub there.
Brilliant stuff. So if people do want to sign up to Gamstop, just tell us where they can go. Tell us about the name of your website and where people can click on it.
If you go to Gamstop, GAMSTOP.co.uk, and then you're able to register with Gamstop there. And within our website, you're able to find access to all other forms of help, treatment and support available.
And again, registering is absolutely free. Gamstop.co.uk. Fiona, thank you for your time. Really appreciate you joining us on the programme. Huge work that you're doing. The numbers speak for themselves. More than 130,000 people registered since going live in April 2018. And hopefully we will see, as a result of the change in the rules as of April of this year, that things will continue to move forward and that those people who are looking for help can get the help and obviously stop gambling through services like yourself and those other services which we mentioned as well. Really appreciate you joining us on the programme, Fiona. Thank you for your time, and we'll speak again, I'm sure, very soon.
Super. Thank you very much.
Don't forget, if you want to find services close to you, you can find them using the Hub of Hope. The app is available now. It'll use the location on your device, or you can head to their website, hubofhope.co.uk.
Mental Health Monday with Mick Coyle.
Radio City Talk.